Chapter 2. The night sea finally sucks the blue plastic bag away from the beach and out into its current. By daybreak, it was far from shore. Back on the mainland, Kiki Kiwi and his friends were discussing the cans Kiki had tripped over, the buried chip packet Tootie had found on the beach, and the blue plastic bag that had blown away.
"It's so sad," said Kiki. "I wonder how many little sea creatures are sick right now because they've eaten litter by mistake."
"It's disturbing," sighed Tootie.
"Distressing," exclaimed Puka.
"Disgraceful,"
grunted Tamati.
"Despicable,"
squawked Sybil.
"What litter critter would do this?"
cried Kiki.
"Why can't everyone do the right thing?"